This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. Today let us reflect on the letter to Sardis by St. John. The Lord introduces himself as he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. The seven spirits mentioned here are found in Isaiah 11, 1-2, representing the spirit of God, wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord, which are also the gifts of the Holy Spirit in Christ. Addressing the spiritual deadness of the church, God speaks of the spirit which gives life. The presence of the seven spirits signifies vitality in a living church, not in a spiritually dead one. The seven stars symbolize the seven angels to the seven churches, representing their role as messengers of God to humanity, protectors and worshippers. God acknowledges their works, but he expresses that although they have a reputation for being alive, they are actually spiritually dead. Their projection of spiritual vitality is hypocritical, lacking a genuine relationship with Christ. Their works are void of sincerity and they deceive themselves into believing they are spiritually vibrant. Despite their outward appearance, they are stagnant and spiritually impoverished. Sardis Church is severely condemned compared to others because they neither faced severe temptations nor persecutions. They have not been exposed to false teachings, yet they are spiritually dead. Their spiritual decline is so significant that they are indistinguishable from the worldly population. They have compromised their Christian testimony, embracing worldly standards and traditions, and living in harmony with the world. According to Psalms 106:15, they had leanness in their souls. God wants them to be vigilant and strengthen what remains, but is ready to die. Although they are spiritually empty, there is still a glimmer of life left in them. God urges them to wake up from their spiritual slumber and strengthen their faith, as in Ephesians 5:14. If they don't, Satan is walking like a roaring lion to devour them. The fire of spirit is almost turned off and he warns of the impending threat of spiritual destruction if they do not heed his warning. Being watchful about one's thoughts, behavior, and testimony is crucial for believers. They must remain alert in their relationship, strengthen fellow believers, and rely on the Holy Spirit to overcome weaknesses. Continuous self-examination is necessary for spiritual growth. God implores them to remember their initial acceptance of Christ and to hold fast to their faith. Reflecting on their conversion experience reminds them of God's goodness and their dependence on Him. They must repent of their spiritual decline and strive for salvation to regain spiritual vitality. God warns them of his sudden return as thief, emphasizing the importance of vigilance. Those who remain spiritually complacent will face the consequences of their negligence. God is not only cautioning about the punishment on the final judgment day, but also during their lifetime. True believers who remain faithful will be rewarded with white garments symbolizing righteousness and holiness. Their names will remain in the book of life and they will be confessed before God by Christ. In conclusion, God encourages believers to hear with spiritual ears and strive for purity and holiness in their lives. Spiritual alertness, repentance, and faithfulness are essential for maintaining a vibrant relationship with God. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we come to your presence this morning, Strengthen each one of our spiritual lives, Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and lead us in accordance to your will. Let us be vigilant in spirit and glorify your name. Be with each listener and build their lives to honor you always. I ask these words in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.